Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver. And we're on the Odyssey app, and you can get the show right there. Take us anywhere you go, or the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Welcome to a Wednesday. Beautiful. Look how beautiful it is out there, man. The sun coming up.
Nice.
Looks good.
Oh, although I will tell you, I drove in and I saw three cars with hail damage all over
the
cars.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
That does suck. I was like,
did you get hail yesterday?
I did not.
No. I didn't get any rain.
Oh, I got lots of rain, but no hail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get anything, man.
Oh, really?
No, nothing.
It looked kind of scary by your house.
It went north of me and it went south of us. So
gotcha.
It just split us.
Well, a lot of us got it. A lot of us did. And again, that, not Merkin. What's a Merkin? Merkin is that thing. That's not. Milliken. A Merkin is a...
Merkin, Colorado.
Milliken. A Merkin is...
I think it's a little patch thing you put
down
there.
I do, too. And who does that, by the way? Let's talk about that.
It's a toupee for your privates.
I know. Where did that even come from? It's so weird.
I don't know why you walk in at 6 o'clock with a Merkin on your mind.
I don't either. But it's Milliken. Yeah.
I saw baseball-size hail yesterday. Wow, yeah, that is crazy. Baseball-size hail.
The damage was crazy.
Man. None of that today, though. We're about to heat up, man. We're going to hit 100 degrees. For the next couple of days, so it's going to be hot.
Nice and hot.
Nice and hot.
Summer, everybody. That's what it is.
My wife's birthday is tomorrow. The pressure's on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, big 45, man. Everybody celebrates
that
one.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Woo, man.
45.
And I'm feeling the pressure this morning.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I got to figure things out.
Well, what you have to do tomorrow morning is, before she gets up, you have to have it all decorated.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And, I got to go get the decorations today.
All right.
Yeah, I need that big old happy birthday spread out,
yep,
right?
You sure do.
I need that. I need flowers, right?
Yep.
On the counter.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of cards there, Frog and I.
All the things.
Whew, man, oh man, the pressure of it all.
Happens every
year. I don't
know if
I can do it.
I don't know why it's pressure.
Because it's 45.
Oh, okay.
It's a big one.
Jamie, are you kidding me? 44 is a piece of cake.
Oh, gotcha.
45 is a big one.
Big one.
Oh, man, so oh, man. We're going to be busy today. Did you see that Nintendo heist?
I did not.
It's crazy.
Oh, gosh. A truck stop in Bennett. Somebody went in there and got 3,000 units of Nintendos.
Off of a semi-truck?
Yeah.
Oh, pallets.
He took a nap.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy took a nap, and they're all gone. $1.5 million worth of Nintendo products. God. They were on their way to Texas. So if you're in Texas and you're waiting on your Nintendo, ain't going to happen.
Wow.
Not coming your way.
I didn't see that.
They're in Colorado somewhere.
Holy
hell. Where do you store something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, remember I told you that story I watched on Netflix or whatever, and those Italian mobsters, they stole pallets and pallets out of a semi-truck too,
yeah.
But they didn't know what they were, and they were sunglasses, and they couldn't get rid of them because they had to sell them at like one at a time on eBay, and they had 10,000.
Yeah, that would be my luck too. You
so
know?
They had to buy a storage unit. That's what they did.
I'd break into a truck. I'd load a bunch of boxes, turn out to be a bunch of yo-yos.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get into this story a little bit later on. Welcome to a Wednesday. Going to be a gorgeous day today. It's going to be upper 80s, but man, oh man, it's going to get hot for the next couple of days. It's summer. I think summer officially starts in the next couple of days. Summer solstice, right? Doesn't it?
You always ask me, and I don't know the answers. Why don't you have the answer?
I'm over here Googling.
Well,
we don't have to
June 20th.
We have to do this every day.
It's only 2-3 days away. It's always
just know the answer before you ask me. Right? You start like you know it, right? You start like you know it. It seems like summer solstice is coming up. And yeah, and like you know it. So I'm following along. And then you go, right?
Can I ask, does anyone else out there have to work under these conditions?
Does anybody else have somebody that acts like they have the knowledge and they ask, like, why don't you guys know? And then you have to Google every time.
Days.
I was like,
I thought you guys would confirm it for me. I just asked.
We don't know.
We'll take a break.
I'm
going to
start saying that.
Back.
I'm just going to start saying that.
I don't know. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I saw a DIA where people were waiting to get to Concourse C for over an hour for a train.
Really?
They were down to one train yesterday. Every time a train would show up, it was packed to the gills, so nobody could get on. And so they waited for over an hour.
What
Can
happened?
You imagine that? They had a train go down. I don't know exactly what happened to the train. They don't say it in the story, but I guess it went down to one train, and so people at Concourse C were pretty much screwed. They couldn't get on the train, couldn't get to their plane. Man, that would suck. That'd give you a lot of anxiety.
I'm seeing here it's because they were reduced for maintenance.
Oh, boy.
So they had to work on them.
Way to go.
Yeah. You'd think they'd do that in the middle of the night when there's like, well, it said late Tuesday, but I don't know how late it was. But you'd think they'd do that like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Around here, we do our maintenance at 9 a.m.
That's true.
They never seem to want to do it overnight or on the weekend.
Right.
It's 9 o'clock Monday through Friday, man.
Story.
That's when we do it. Yeah. But you get to the airport, and let's say you got 45 minutes to get out to your plane, and you're stuck there trying to wait on a train for an hour.
It was like at 11:40 last night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him backed up. I saw the video this morning.
11:40 p.m.
That thing was shoulder to shoulder inside that concourse.
It's already a zoo, though.
Yeah.
With the construction and everything, it's already a zoo.
It
is so packed.
It's a headache, isn't
it?
Man,
yeah,
getting out to DIA. And you go to other airports, and it's just fine. Man, they
flow. Well, it's because we've been under construction for, I don't know, 20 years.
What are we doing? What are we doing out there?
Well, remember the first contractor, they like went belly up. And so then we got a new contractor. They had to start all over because they didn't like how the other contractor did it. So
what a headache.
That's where we are.
Well, we've all been through that, right?
Yep.
You hire a contractor for your house. You have to fire that person. Next one comes in. They start over. Before you know it, you're way deep in this thing monetarily.
Yes.
You know, it's just ugly. Ugly. All right. It is a Wednesday. Anything big going on today, Jamie?
No, nothing big. I'm waiting for my kid is still not home.
When's he supposed to get here?
Hopefully sometime over the weekend.
Coming in from California from college.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So he
right now he's in San Francisco at that what's it called?
Oh.
It's called the Y I don't know. It's the big AI thing that he had to be invited to, where Elon Musk and the guy that invented the AI,
Sam,
yeah, they're all talking. And so last night he stayed up all night, and it is okay. Can I just tell you something? They brainwash these kids. Okay, because Sam Altman, if you don't know this, Sam Altman went to Stanford, right? And he created OpenAI, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Elon. And he went to Stanford and dropped out at 19 and then got his first $30 million when he was 19.
Yeah.
So these kids see that, right?
Yeah.
Because all they have to do is create their own startup, and then they get hedge fund guys to come in and buy them up and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's basically what this is you come up with ideas, and then it's like Shark Tank, basically.
Yeah.
All these kids come up with ideas, and it's Shark Tank, and then all these people decide if they want to invest in it or not. It is bizarre. And like Elon Musk, he dropped out of school too. So they all think that they could just drop out of school and make millions and millions of dollars.
You know, and there's some that can and probably will, but not everybody. Nope. So there's no, you know, clear path for anyone. So you kind of have to weigh it, you know, to whatever your opportunities are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing over there? What's going on?
Just knocking over trash cans.
Like five times. Yeah, but so they get brainwashed, and then Elon got up there and told all
this. Why do you call it brainwashing?
Because they think that they all should drop out of college. They're all getting offered right now $300,000 a year jobs. Right now, he just got offered a $300,000 job to start with a biotech company yesterday.
Okay, so if you walk into a room and you're the speaker, you're like this guy that you mentioned. I forgot who he was.
Sam Altman.
You're this guy. And you're telling everybody in there that they should. Now, that's brainwashing. I agree with you. 110%.
Well, this lady came up to him. There's a lady came up to him, and they were talking, and she knew about Studious, with my son did, and she's like, hey, you know what? We'd really like to talk to you. We have this job. It's $300,000. We'd like for you to do the back end of our websites and all this. And I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah. You have your whole life. You don't need to work for the man right now. Like, you have your whole life to make money.
But when you're younger and someone offers you $300,000, I'd be like,
And you just turned 19.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how can you turn that down?
In his head, that'll be a yacht. And I'm like, you know you can't buy a yacht off that.
Yeah. Especially if you turn 30 or 40 and you're making $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
And you passed up on that $300,000.
Exactly.
You look back on it and you're like, oh, man.
That's what he said. I'm like 30 and all of this dries up?
I don't even come close to that.
I go, at least you'll have your degree.
From the very beginning, I always wanted to be in the radio. Okay, so I found a college that had a radio station. Once I got there, I got on their radio station and got a phone call saying, hey, can you meet me down here? We're going to start a station. And I quit school. I just took off. I said, no, I did it for $15,000 a year, okay? Not for $300,000 a year. But it does work out for certain people, but not everybody. It's not a blanket format.
Like I told you yesterday, Elon got up there and it's like, because you guys are all chosen ones, the 2,000 of you are chosen. You know, you all can be billionaires. The people outside of this room, they don't have a chance to be billionaires, but you do. Shut up, Elon.
See, you should never tell kids that.
Here's what they want those kids to do. They want them to drop out of school, come work for them so they make more money.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What they want.
Exactly.
We will pay you $100,000 a year. You're going to make me another billion.
Well, what this YC convention does, it's because it is like Shark Tank, they take 6% of your idea. So they automatically, they fund you, and then they get 6% of your ideas. Of the company, your startup.
Exactly.
So that's what they do.
I mean, it's kind of genius.
I mean, it is. It's brilliant on their part.
You get the brightest of the bright and then see what they come up with.
Exactly. And then you get 6% of their company.
It's not a dumb idea.
No, it's not a dumb idea.
And it's not bad for the kids who make it, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
because they fund them.
Could be a winner in both directions. Who knows? We'll get to tabloid trash. That's coming up next. A lot of stuff out there. We'll get to it coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Stand by.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, my friend, his name is Scott LaBauer. Anyway, his son was kind of like you, Carson. He was like this close to being pro hockey. Yeah. He played for Highlands Ranch, and then he got recruited out of there, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's playing with the Tel Aviv hockey team, and he's there right now, and he can't get a flight out.
He's on their team?
Yeah.
Tel Aviv?
Yeah.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, he can't get a flight out, and so...
stuck.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's from Colorado, so just thinking of him.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I mean, not kind of. It is scary. All right. President Trump says he will probably extend TikTok again.
Yay!
Yeah. Keep kicking that can down the road,
right?
Baby.
I think tomorrow is supposed to be the deadline, right?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah. 19th. Yesterday, I mean, tomorrow. I don't know why we keep saying yesterday. Tomorrow's supposed to be the deadline. Now we got another 90 days, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So
TikTok.
Yeah. So we're just gonna keep on pushing this sucker.
I love it.
I think there's bigger fish to fry right now.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Why it's been pushed back. Because,
well, I don't know. He keeps pushing it though.
No, I'm just saying that there's a lot going on.
Third time that he pushes it. So I think he just doesn't want to pull the trigger because he knows everybody will be like his own kids will be so mad at him.
Everyone's gonna be in an uproar.
Exactly. His grandkids, everybody, like, oh my god, because Kai, his granddaughter, she posts a lot on social media. I don't know if she's on TikTok.
I don't know.
Everybody's gonna be real, real mad if he does that. All right, Conor McGregor, man, that guy, he's just gonna be put away for life. There's a video of him in an Ibiza nightclub. It's gone viral, and he punched a club goer in the face twice. Just, we don't know why or anything. That guy got kicked out, but Conor got to stay, and he just boo, right in his face. And that's all we've heard about it. Why?
He gets
away with everything.
He flies off the handle all the time.
He does.
Remember that time he attacked that bus?
Yeah, with the chair or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, he would broke windows out of it. They were underneath, I think, one of the arenas or something.
Crazy.
He's a whack job.
I agree with Carson. He has a real anger issue. Real
bad.
Yeah,
he's in the right sport, though.
That is true.
I mean, for anger issues.
Sean Diddy Combs, you guys, I'm worried that this thing is going to get mistrialed. If that's a word, mistrialed, because they're saying that things were leaked. Confidential details from a sealed hearing were leaked to the media, and the judge is not happy at all.
Boy.
With the prosecution expected to wrap up its case by Friday, the judge noted jury deliberations could begin as early as next week and made it clear the trial must be decided solely on courtroom evidence and not leaked information. He said that those two sides are going to be in trouble if he finds out who did it. The judge also held a closed-door proceeding. He's going to question one of the jurors over an issue and might call for their dismissal as well. So Diddy might get out of this thing. I mean, I don't know enough about law. Like, if it's a mistrial, I guess I can try it again, maybe?
Yeah, let me go again.
Yeah. Tyler Perry, Now, I can't believe this is happening. Tyler Perry's such a good guy.
What's he known for?
Everything. He's an actor, producer, director.
He does it.
He's a creator. Yeah, he's amazing. He's the one that has that humongous house.
In Atlanta. I know he's got a lot of money.
That humongous house in Atlanta with the runway on it. He lands his airplane.
Yeah, he's got his own runway, which is crazy. Wow.
That is a house, nice. Right?
I have a driveway. I don't have a runway.
Yeah.
I don't need one.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah.
I don't need one.
Yeah. He has a runway that all these celebrities come to his house and they just land their private jets.
That's cool.
Yeah. So cool. Anyway, he's been hit with a lawsuit accusing him of sexual harassment and assault. So now we have another one. There's a guy named Derek Dixon. He filed a $260 million lawsuit accusing Perry of using his power to coerce him into a sexual relationship in exchange for career advancement.
Oh, my.
I know.
Oh, my.
I know. I guess he's on some show called The Oval. I have never heard of this. Sorry. He said he refused Tyler Perry's advances, and then the next thing you know, he was being retaliated against. Oh,
so Tyler used him as a runway?
I guess he did. Oh, that's a good one. Good one. Good one. Yeah, come on.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's hear. Perry allegedly groped Dixon, removed his panties, and used character roles to control him. I
don't know. So character roles?
Yeah, like, all right, so we're going to go over here and let's see how great of an actor. So when I had to go to Penny Marshall's house, because she didn't like how I was as an actress or whatever, so she would give you a scene and you had to play out the scene.
So you're getting lessons.
Yeah.
And then she would critique you.
Yeah,
and
so I guess they played doctor.
No, they played runway.
Let me land this thing. Oh my God.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have revealed the name of their daughter. It's Saga Blade Fox Baker.
Huh?
Where's the Baker from? Saga?
That's his real Machine Gun's real name is Coulson Baker.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. So Saga Blade Fox Baker. So Fox apparently is her real name.
Yeah, Fox Baker.
Fox Baker. So that's Saga, I don't know. Saga is, let's see, was chosen. It felt right. It really felt right. That's what he said. Saga just felt really right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt right.
I did a double take the first time I saw it because I thought it was Sage at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, Saga? I must be reading that wrong.
Sage, you mean?
Yeah. I think Sage would be a good name.
Yeah, but it's Saga, right?
Yeah, it's Saga, yeah.
Saga. Sage. Yeah, all the spices, really. The all. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, that big old Nintendo heist happened in Bennett, man. A truck loaded down with Nintendos, and they're all gone. Over 3,000 units stolen. We'll play you some of the audio. Jim Hooley from Fox 31, he covered it this morning. Big deal. And we'll do it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. This Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga on a Wednesday. Going to be beautiful today. 85 for a high. Heat coming in. Going to be near 100 for the next couple of days through the weekend. There may be some rain next week. It's official. The Savannah Bananas have sold out. They are sold out as of yesterday.
Yeah, we knew it was going to happen. We knew it would happen.
Now, if you want tickets, I'm sure there's going to be tickets floating around somewhere. You may have to pay a big dollar for them, but there will be tickets floating around because you know
how the
scalpers
are. I really want to see them really, really bad.
Yep.
I really do. So I might go ahead and try to buy them from, what's the second party?
StubHub.
StubHub, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, there's a lot of them, but StubHub would be the main one.
Are you seeing any kind of prices yet?
You can get StubHub, you can get Vivid Seats. There's a lot of companies out there, but I don't know what you're going to pay for.
I mean,
for.
They definitely have tickets.
I just got to look for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's not a ton of seats, but
I feel like everybody at the bottom kind of wants to go.
Yeah. 335 is the cheapest.
Okay.
They come in August, So, got time. So maybe they'll come down for you, Jamie.
Okay, maybe so.
Maybe so. All right, let's talk about this Nintendo heist. Man, oh man, this happened in Bennett. A truck loaded with Nintendo Switch games, the brand new ones, headed to Texas, pulls into a truck stop in Bennett. Next morning, boom, they're all gone.
Do you think it was a setup? Like, I mean, a not setup, a coordinated effort?
Like an inside job?
Yeah. Let's listen to Jim Hooley here, Fox 31, and then we'll just try to draw a conclusion to this, okay?
You do the math on this. We're 3,000 consoles all together. They retail for about $500. That comes out to a total of about $1.5 million worth of these consoles that were ripped off. This is really serious stuff. This is what we have from Arapahoe County now this morning. The sheriff's investigators there say that the driver of the truck was hauling the video consoles all the way from the Nintendo corporate headquarters in Washington State. He parked here at the Love truck stop in Bennett to spend the night, and the next morning, the consoles were discovered gone. Now, the question for investigators is, did the thieves know what was inside that truck?
Driver was inspecting his trailer before traveling and realized that it was broken into. It's a high-value theft that investigators are taking very seriously.
The driver has told investigators he didn't know exactly what was inside the trailer. He only had some kind of idea. He thought it was some kind of games or toys. Mm-hmm. The consoles were supposed to end up in Texas. Obviously, nobody knows where they are right now. I mean, obviously, they're going to be sold in some way, shape, or form on the black markets. Give Arapahoe County a call if you have any info whatsoever. Live out in Bennett this morning, I'm Jim Hooley, Fox 31.
I don't know. I watch a lot of crime shows. I smell a rat here.
Who said, which one of you said they were on pallets?
Yeah, they were all on pallets.
They would need a forklift.
Not necessarily. You just take them off the pallet.
That would take a lot of time.
Well, unwrap that.
Yeah,
but here's the suspicious part. You're telling me that this truck driver never opened his eyes. He never woke up during the overnight while this truck, you know, those make noises when you lift up those back of the trucks. And then you've got to haul out of there 3,000 units. Even if you use a forklift, Jamie, like you're saying, that would make a lot of noise. If you don't use a forklift, it would still make a lot of noise. That they're all gone.
Maybe he takes, what's that weird sleeping aid that people just pass
Ambien.
Out?
Ambien. Ambien. He's got Ambien in the truck.
He was hallucinating at the time.
Yeah, I don't know if you take Ambien if you're a truck driver. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. We know somebody that was a school bus driver and they took it.
$1.4 million in Nintendo Switch 2 units stolen out of this truck. I don't know, man. There's just something fishy about this.
Well, especially since we haven't heard about other thefts going on at that location.
Yeah, and nobody knew what was in the truck. How would you even know if you're a crook?
Well, I thought you meant the driver. Because the driver's like, well, I knew it was like something from Nintendo.
Well.
Because you're at Nintendo.
Like you said earlier in the show, okay? If you spot a truck and you say, we're going to rob that truck, we don't know exactly what's in it. And they just so happened to stumble upon 3,000 units of this Nintendo Switch, which is highly coveted. Everybody's trying to get their hands on these things. They're on their way to Texas. I don't know. Without another truck being broken into, it just sounds suspicious.
Yeah, but we're not accusing him.
No,
we're not.
Well, goddamn.
I think
I'm kind of saying that this guy might have been in on this job.
It's a little fishy,
and he's claiming he didn't know what was in the truck. Come on.
3,000 Nintendo Switches. Like, how do you do that on eBay?
I don't know.
One every day or something?
I don't know.
Just on the down low?
I don't know how you pull that off. I don't know how you get them out of that truck without anybody seeing you.
That's what I was thinking was fishy, a little
how
fishy.
How can you do that?
Unless he parked somewhere that was, like, kind of up against the forest.
Yeah, intentionally. Mm-hmm. Intentionally.
I mean, I'm not saying he did that, but, you know.
I am. Yeah, crook.
It just seems like everybody's kind of very aware what's going on at truck stops. They're, you know, they're alive 24/7.
This happened 10 days ago.
Why are we just now hearing about it?
That's what I'm thinking. Something's fishy here. Nothing's adding up.
How do you get
these 3,000 units out of that truck? You're at a truck stop. Truck stops are busy 24/7.
Schmidl's a thief. Ask him.
Hey, Schmidl. You smell a rat here.
As soon as I saw this story, the first thing I thought was like, this truck driver has to be in on this. There's no way that he's not.
Yeah.
It makes too much sense, especially because you look at the trailer. This is like half of the trailer and there's stuff thrown all over the place. You can see that they like physically were like cutting it. That just would take a really long time.
Yeah.
All night.
Yeah.
Yeah, all night. Like Jamie said, that's a 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. job.
Yeah,
right
it is. Yeah.
And the police get called at 8 a.m. That's when they say they were informed that something went wrong.
He's getting a cut.
One thing about these, though, is I'm pretty sure Nintendo can track the serial numbers of everything on this trailer. So the people who are buying them, they're going to get them, and then they'll probably get some sort of message that'll say it's stolen or something, and then their consoles won't work.
Right, like the iPhones that
were stolen.
I feel like this story is going to just go away. We'll never get it resolved. You know what I mean?
Why is that? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's just usually when it's an inside job and things like that, they just kind of bury the story. It's like, whatever happened with the Nintendo truck?
Oh.
I don't know. Never heard another word. I don't know. Something smells fishy here.
Weird.
How a truck can be unloaded 3,000 units in the middle of the night and nobody spots it, nobody wakes up, and it's just gone.
I always feel bad. Changing gears. I always feel bad when I'm in a truck stop and they're like, number 34 for the shower.
Yeah, then when you get a picture and you see number 34.
I don't know. It just feels like such a sad, hard
it's
life.
It's like a cattle call.
Yeah. 34, your shower's ready.
I got to go to the convenience store to get to the shower. Who knows I'm showered in there?
34, your shower's hot. Come on. It's like some dude's in there waiting for you.
Whoa.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Wednesday, 85 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Panthers, Florida Panthers, won the Stanley Cup last night. That's back-to-back.
Yeah, yep. I know.
Nailed it. Yeah. It won last night, beating Edmonton. All right, this lady that passed away, now I see her face everywhere. But I don't know anything about her. I don't think I've ever watched a show she's on. I see, articles about her. What happened with her? Are they saying this morning?
I don't know. They just found her unresponsive on the...
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, in her Brooklyn home, yep.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Her name is what, Spadil? Ann or Annie? Is that right? Burrell? Hello? Spadil?
I don't think he's...
Hello? Spadil, are you there? He's not paying any attention whatsoever.
I don't know if he's paying. I don't know if he hears us.
Hey, Spadil, we're talking to you on the air. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was getting Ann Burrell stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
What's up?
We were just asking you the Ann Burrell stuff. Is it Ann or Annie?
Ann.
It's Ann.
Yeah, Ann Burrell.
So I always thought I should be on her show, The Worst Chef, that one show that she has, the America's Worst Chef or whatever, because it is hilarious if you watch it, because she brings in, it's a competition for who's the worst chef in America, and I'm always like, I could win that. I could absolutely win.
It seems like a fun show.
It does, doesn't it?
And how do you win? You just be crappy?
Yeah, worst chef.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So do you make dishes on there? And then they taste them, and if it's horrible, you win?
Yep. I mean, I've never watched one, but people love her. I mean, absolutely. She had in case you don't know who she has the blonde, spiky hair. It's like really big and spiky. And people loved her. And she was really flamboyant, but she was also like kind, but she was hilarious. And that, the worst show ever or whatever, is pretty funny.
I got a clip of her right here.
Okay.
This is my kind of pace.
Okay.
Finally, I can relax for
this one.
A second.
Avi, can you please pick up the pace? I'm not going to beg you anymore. You are not going to finish if you don't get that chicken in the pan right now.
Yes, Chef Ed.
You cannot push him to go any faster.
She's just really spicy and funny. And I guess she was like trained in Italy, and then she found her passion with Julia Child. She was like 6 years old, only like 6 years old. And all of a sudden she was like, she watched Julia Child cooking. Julia cooks like this. That really tall woman, gigantic woman. And she's like, Mom, I want to be a chef. And then her mom, kind of like you're doing with your daughter, Carson, started bringing her in the kitchen and letting her cook and stuff. And that's where she found her passion.
I would have loved to have been a chef. I really would. That would have been my second calling.
Yeah.
It really would. I just enjoy cooking. I just can't put my finger on what could have happened to her, though. She's only, what, 55?
She's only 55. She just got married to her husband. Wow. She is the stepmother of his son. And then she has, I think, like two or three kids. I can't remember. But anyway, they just found her unresponsive. Yeah. But you know, heart disease is the leading cause of death for women.
So there's no speculation whatsoever?
No, so my guess is maybe a heart attack.
I'm sure we'll find out maybe in the next couple of days. But that's just a shocker, especially to, and a lot of people watch this lady.
Yeah, and she wasn't like, you know, she wasn't obese or anything. Like, it didn't seem like she had any medical conditions.
No addictions, nothing.
Nope, nothing that anybody reported about. Just a really happy-go-lucky woman.
Yeah, so, just out of the blue. It shocked everybody yesterday. When this news came out, I mean, anybody that's a fan of her shows, they were completely shocked with what occurred here.
Here's the family statement. It says, Anne was a beloved wife, sister, daughter, stepmother, and friend. Her smile lit up every room she entered. Anne's light radiated far beyond those she knew, touching millions across the world. Though she is no longer with us, her warm spirit and boundless love remain eternal.
When I was in high school, we had to take a home ec. Is that what it was called? Yeah, that was called home ec. And it was, you had to take it. It was something that was required, right? And one day we had to make these pies. And so for my recipe, I had to, you know, do my own recipe, which my mom gave me. But I misinterpreted tablespoons and teaspoons.
That'll really change something.
It was teaspoons, and I put in tablespoons of salt.
Yeah.
And the instructor threw up. After eating my pie.
Well, that's happened to me before.
I'm sure it has. We'll leave it there.
I'm
pie eating me.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday, 85 for today. Hot, hot, hot. For the weekend, going to be 100 degrees on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Then maybe a little cool off on Sunday. Then some rain after that. So it's going to be hot for the weekend. Be prepared.
I know that you said that you've always wanted to be a chef. I think you really secretly want to be a meteorologist.
I could do both.
Yeah.
I could do both.
Oh, whoa. Combo.
No, I could have do both as a career.
A cooking meteorologist?
I could have chosen a path, you know?
Because like Dave Frazier, also like cooking up some hibachi?
Yeah, but if you think about it, cooking has temperatures in it.
Oh, so, right. See, it all goes together.
It all kind of blends
together. Correlation.
I like it.
I had a friend, okay, that he worked in a high-end kitchen here in town at a restaurant. Won't name him, won't name the kitchen, nothing like that. But he told me that you have no idea what goes on with the people that are in kitchens inside restaurants. Now, if you're listening to this show, you work as a chef in one of the restaurants here in town, maybe you know, maybe you can text 303-222-5423. But he was talking about the addictions of people that are in that industry. And he says it's absolutely
well, there's a whole show about it. The Bear or whatever, right?
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
What is The Bear?
The series,
The Bear.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, he's a chef and doesn't, like, they all are screwed up and they all...
It's like award-winning.
Well, look at Anthony Bourdain when he was alive. You know, that guy was a mess.
Yeah.
It had been all of his life. But according to this guy that I know, and I saw him, I mean, he was getting help at the time when I saw him, and he was just telling me that you have no idea. For some reason, it's just very prevalent in kitchens.
Because I watch those cooking shows, you know, the ones, what's that angry guy? Oh, crap, I wish I could remember his name. He's really mean. Taffer? John Taffer, whatever his name is. I'm saying it wrong. But anyway, he always tries to, you know, make over restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
And when you see them in the kitchen, I guess you don't, John Taffer, thank you. You don't realize, like, the pressure cooker, sorry to say it like that, that they're under, you know?
Yeah.
To get the food out, get
it
right.
I guess so. But, you know, to me, I mean, when you look at the medical field, for example, I've always thought that of all the different professions that are out there when it comes to medical, I've always thought a dentist was always bizarre. I always thought that was those people are a little bit some, but it was very prevalent in their business. And for some reason, he says it's the same thing when it comes to culinary.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a pressure cooker back there, BJ.
Now, what would you have done if you didn't do radio?
Wait, did this. What did I say? I forgot. What
would you have done? What would have been your passion?
I don't know. I don't have
anything. You don't really have anything?
Not at the top of my head, though. I was like, damn, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I feel weird. Like, you know why? Because I feel like I put my fingers in everything. Ew, yeah. What? No, I just feel like I am well-versed in a little bit of everything. So not great at anything.
Okay.
So that's more me.
But you have nothing that you would think would be a backup, that if you had the opportunity, this is what I would have pursued.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Dead end street there. Well, thank God this came along.
I can make a librarian.
You got nothing.
I want to be a librarian.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash is coming up next here on the show. Stand by.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For it. And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side?
Oh, that's a very nice song.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And something got nothing to hide. Remember Kermit
beautiful.
Used to sing that?
Yeah.
Did y'all see the rainbows yesterday? There were so many rainbows.
There
it was
everywhere.
Insane. Yeah, all I could think of was Kermit the Frog singing that song. Man, I loved that song when I was little.
Man, I was hoping for a big gully washer yesterday.
Yeah,
didn't get anything.
You didn't get anything?
No, but I could see the clouds in the distance.
Yeah, a lot of people did. And then there were these beautiful rainbows all over Colorado. It was really awesome.
Yeah, I did see the rainbows.
We just talked about it, but Anne Burrell died at 55. You knew her from, what was the show, World's Worst Chef, something like that. And she tried to help these people learn how to cook, kind of. And it was miserable. They're like me. They couldn't cook at all. Although I feel like I could cook if I like read a recipe, I feel like I could do it. I just never really bother. But she passed away. They found her unresponsive in her house in Brooklyn, New York. She was 55 years old. She was a beloved wife, sister, daughter, stepmother, and friend. And she's the one with the white spiky hair. And she was just kind of fun and crazy and happy and go lucky and all that. And yeah. She passed away.
You know, I feel like cooking is, there's no middle ground. You either really like to do it or you don't like it. One of the two. You know, that's the way it appears to me.
So here's my problem with cooking is I can't stand to touch like chicken or hamburger or any of that.
Like the raw meat.
I can't stand to see it raw because it makes me sick. And so I wouldn't be a good cook. But if you don't know. Spaghetti? No, that's my game.
Yeah. You know, you don't know that, though. I'll give you an example, okay? My wife rarely cooks, but she's a really good cook.
Why are you winking
when she
at me?
Does
Why
cook,
do you keep winking at me?
When she does
Why are you
cook,
winking
I'm not.
At
I've got something in my eye, Jamie. It's that season
Why
that's
are
out
you,
there.
The season?
There's a lot of seasons out there what? Right now. The things affect my eyes.
Pollen?
It's allergies.
Yes. You mean pollen? Seasons?
But when she does cook, let me tell you.
You got oregano. Seasons you got oregano out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all kinds of oregano.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
She's a good cook when she wants to, so you can't judge a book by its cover.
You told me the last thing she made was like bleh.
No, I did not. I would never say that.
You said it was horrible.
I give her so much crap over cooking.
I don't like to wash chicken breasts. I don't and the fatty like the yeah. membrane. Ugh, that's
the tendons.
Yeah.
The worst thing you could do as a family, you know, when somebody cooks and is not eat it.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
That is so offensive.
Disrespectful. Yeah.
It makes me so mad when I prepare something.
Yeah.
And I'll do it off the cuff. I'll be like, oh, man, today I think I'll stop by the store, pick up a rump roast, and throw that baby in there, blah, 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 put some potatoes in. She'll come home and won't eat anything.
Oh.
And it makes me so mad.
I know.
Look, I did this. You know, it's part of my generosity
well,
to you.
And the problem is, too, is like if you date someone that loves to cook and you're not a foodie. I'm not a foodie. I'm just not that girl. And they want to make all this food. And you're like, I don't like pork.
Yeah,
I don't like steak with bones in it. It has to have no bone in it.
See, you're an insulting person.
I cannot cut. Nothing can be on the bone when I actually eat it. If I go to a really nice steakhouse, I ask them to debone it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a human bone. I mean, not human. It's an animal bone. And it's like, it reminds you that it's like it's tissue and it's.
I'm the opposite.
There were veins on it.
I've never thought like that.
It bugs me when I go to Bud's Bar and I see those cows and they're staring at me and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go eat your brother.
Really? It bothers you?
Oh my God, I can't stand it. I don't look at them on the way to Bud's because there's a farm there and I won't even look at the cows.
Yeah. She's driving down, looking down.
If I go to a fine steakhouse, I mean, the only way to get meat would bone in, you know? It's great.
No, because then if the knife touches it, it's ting ting.
You would never eat like bone marrow, would you?
Oh, God, no.
That stuff's so good for you.
Yeah. I heard it is, but.
It is.
No, just buy it.
And delicious.
A pill form, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Anyway. All right. So she passed away, and so that's really. Really
and nobody knows why.
Not so far. Yeah. I haven't heard anything. Yeah. They haven't said
it's
anything.
Bizarre. 55 years old, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's bizarre.
We told you last time President Trump, once again, number three times, has pushed the sale of TikTok and the whole deadline or whatever it is. Not pushed the sale, but the deadline for shutting it down. So I think there's a lot going on. And, you know, I think we all need a little TikTok right now.
Absolutely.
I don't think it'd be a good thing to shut
down.
Yeah,
this is
right
a good one to put on the back burner.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not that urgent.
No.
Yeah.
Plus, it brings me joy.
Yeah.
So
dude,
much.
I saw the best hat. I do enjoy those hacks.
They're life-changing.
They
really
are life-changing. Okay, you ready?
Do you really use them, though?
Yes. Because
I see them all the time, but I've never tried one.
Yeah.
Never.
I did the one where I put the baggie down kind of in the in the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah, and it catches everything.
Yeah, and I could pour the oil. I put a little tinfoil and a little
grease.
Yeah.
That's actually really good, too.
Because I've been throwing the grease over the balcony.
Really? So wait a minute. You needed a hack to tell you how to dispose of
grease. They folded it in the actual lining of the hole, and it was like it poured right in there.
It's got
instead of you
to
trying to figure out like and some of it slips in, you just make a little bowl. Because I used to take the pan, because we have a lot of wildlife back there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no houses or anything right there. So I just throw it over and feed the...
I bet you a lot of people do that.
I bet the bears love it.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people keep throw the grease out the back door. I don't think a lot of people do.
I bet you a lot of people do.
I bet they don't. I bet the people who live on farms do.
Well, you might on farms. I don't know too many people in my neighborhood that are throwing their grease out the back door.
Well, now keep in mind.
That's going to bring some wildlife,
keep
man.
Keep in mind how many times I cook, though. Right?
I know. But all I'm saying is what Carson said. Okay. I bet a lot of people do it. I said, I don't think they do.
I mean, yours would be like a white, you know, you cook every single day, so you could.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to do that. Yeah, and most people cook three or four times a week.
So
you're not throwing the grease out the yard.
But when you do it once in a while, you're like, I don't know what the hell to do with this stuff. I'll just throw it over this.
Once every 6 months, it's not going to matter.
I also pee outside just for the fun. I don't. You know, just to really get out there.
Be
wild.
One with nature.
Yeah. All right, they're saying Travis Kelce looks fantastic.
That's what they're saying. Yep. But Spadil came in this morning. Man, was he doom and gloom. He was Mr. Negative.
Well, he's going to hurt himself. Because if you're an older athlete, you need the extra weight in the padding so you don't mess your bones up.
You know.
Yeah, I do know.
You know.
Yeah.
How the hell did you come up with that?
What do you mean? If you just watch all these dudes, they get old, and then they're like, I don't move fast anymore, so I'm going to lose weight. And then they get hurt.
Let me turn
it off. And then it happened with, like, Vaughn.
Oh
my God.
So what's going on?
He went on for 20 minutes. So, all right,
first of all, let me set this up.
Started, okay?
All right, so Travis Kelce has lost a lot of weight. They said he looks really good. He's thin, but he's muscular. He's not like bulky. And they said he moves very well.
He's lost like 25 pounds.
So, the story's out there.
Yeah.
Spadil comes in this morning. He comes in here where I'm standing right now, and he goes, man, that Travis Kelce, he's going to break his back or break some legs or something. Something's going to happen to him. You can't be that thin, that old, and play the sport of football. There's just no way that you can do that and survive.
25 pounds is way too much weight to lose that fast. You're definitely losing muscle mass, and you're definitely going to get injured.
One time?
I'm an expert athlete. I'm a professional paintball player. Hello.
You said semi-pro.
Who sponsored you?
Yeah.
Dizana.
How much did they pay you?
They give us free gear.
You got to make money to
be
pro.
See, that's amateur. In golf, that's amateur. So you in
but
golf,
that's golf.
I know, but you're an amateur because you get all the product from the clubhouse, right? When you win,
right?
There's no money.
Pros
exchange.
Get paid.
Yeah, it's money.
Oh,
all right, buddy. Thank you.
But, yeah.
We'll see. There he goes, off into the distance. Yeah, he was just all upset about Travis.
I mean, maybe
Kelce.
You can be pro and get products.
You know what my reply to him was when he went on this whole Travis Kelce rant that he did, break a leg, break his back, all that? I said, I hope he does.
He did say that.
That's not very nice.
Because he plays for the Chiefs, and I hate the Chiefs. Right. I hope he breaks his back.
I'm also just Kelce'd out. I'm tired of the Kelces. Yeah.
Wow. Kelce'd out.
Uh-huh. They're just everywhere. And then Donna Kelce just got on a some sort of Survivor show or something.
Traitors.
And it's just like, they're literally
we've
everywhere. They can
what?
Be.
Twice.
I hope Donna breaks her leg.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You should have gone with hip.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Donna, the mom, I hope she breaks
Why
her hip.
Why you gotta go after Donna?
Yeah.
Well, if you're
we don't like the Kelces.
If you're sick of Kelces, how about Kelce Grammer? He's in the news. I just want to get off of this.
Frazier?
Yeah, he's going to have he's 70 years old, and he's going to have his eighth child at 70. Good for him.
Go, buddy, go.
Yeah. Did you see how I did that segment?
Yeah,
Kelce.
Kelce.
Spelled
a little radio different. Set
little there. Differently. 70-year-old Frazier star Kelce Grammer and his wife, Kate Walsh, are expecting, not Kate Walsh that was married to, what's his name, Spielberg, but a different one, expecting baby number 4 together, making it his 8th child overall.
Wow.
Yeah. So he has 4 grown kids from past relationships, and she has 3. So there you go. It's a little Brady Bunch action.
Wow, that is crazy.
It's 70 years old, and she is preggers. Yep.
She's 70?
No.
He's 78, right?
He's 70.
Oh, I thought you said 78.
No, he's 70.
Okay.
He's 70.
I thought he was older than that.
He doesn't look great.
No, he doesn't. No. He looks past 70, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and she, I have to say, I mean, I'm sorry she's pregnant and stuff, but she, there's no glow. No. It's
more no of glow.
Hagnation.
Hashtag no glow.
No glow. I mean, yeah, she missed the glow period.
All right, well, yeah, good anyway, for them.
Yeah, exactly,
good for them.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, she's 46. So,
okay.
All right. If you guys want to get lucky with your wives, here's what you got to do. You got to feed them.
Doesn't work.
He does it every day.
It's not funny.
So the study is wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wrong.
It says women feel more frisky and loving after they eat, which I disagree.
Yeah,
because
right.
Can I tell you? If you eat, you feel uncomfortable, right? And you don't feel pretty because your stomach is like a little poochy.
No.
Right? So,
no.
Yeah. It says a brain scan study shows their brains respond stronger to romantic cues when they're full versus hungry.
No, that's not true.
Hunger distracts from romance, making a full stomach key to the sexy time.
Yeah. What works on your wife best, a taco or liquor? Boom! There's your survey, folks.
Oh my God! All right, there you go, tablet trash.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Nailed it!
Yeah. Boom!
Thank God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app. Put it on your phone. You can put it on the Android. You can put it on the iOS system, whatever you want to do. And podcast. Anything you miss on the program this morning, it will be on the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. A lot of people kind of chiming in on that whole Nintendo story. And everybody smells a rat here. You notice that?
Yeah, in case you don't know, 3,000 Nintendo units were stolen from the back of a truck in Bennett. Yep, Bennett.
Bennett. Truck stop
up there. I
knew it started
with a Bennett. Yeah, and so people are saying, well, truck drivers were writing us saying it's definitely an inside job.
Yeah, because the truck driver, he pulls into the lot there at the truck stop. He's going to spend the night, right? Catch a little shut-eye. And then overnight, 3,000 units taken out of the back of the truck, and he doesn't wake up. Come on.
But again, this is allegedly. Maybe he didn't hear it. Maybe he takes an Ambien. Sometimes those little, king cabs or whatever, they look real cozy in there.
Have you ever taken an Ambien?
No.
That is a loopy medication.
Yeah.
That stuff. Yeah, you know, you hear the stories, people out driving naked and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I was in charge of my kid by myself, so there's no way you could do that.
I've taken it before, okay? Mm-hmm. Shocker, right?
Yeah.
But I've taken it before. You have no idea what you did the night before.
Oof.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
You wake up the next day, and you are completely lost. You remember, or I used to. I remember taking it, and I remember 30, 45 minutes after that, then blank.
Weren't you scared to having kids, though? I would be so scared if I had a kid and took something that I didn't even know.
Once you take that pill, you don't even know you have kids. You don't know anything.
Yeah, I don't know. That would make me
so
maybe paranoid.
Maybe the truck driver did have some sleep medication.
Yeah.
But you got to figure, if this happened 10 days ago, they've been investigating an inside job on this before they released it to the press.
Oh, maybe so.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
They had to.
But then somebody said at that truck stop, there's tons of cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Could be a lot lizard.
It could be a lot lizard.
Yeah, a lot lizard. Maybe tip somebody off. She's in on it.
We should call your buddy Richard, see what he thinks. Remember the conspiracy?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
My buddy Richard.
Yeah.
Let's see if he thinks it's a lot lizard involved here. Maybe it's a group of lot lizards that took all these.
But that's a lot of Nintendos to steal in the middle of the night and not one person noticed.
No.
That's very odd.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is
it's
weird.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. My wife's trying to talk me into an electric bike, Jamie.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm just not going for it simply because...
Well, we know a lot of accidents. My girlfriend, her husband got into an accident.
I'm not afraid of the accidents.
You should be. Not very coordinated.
No.
Even it's for a bike.
It's more of the look. Like you've given up, you know?
Oh, no, it's not like that because, it's mountainous here. So And, you know, I mean, let's face it. It's like really impossible to ride your bike up all those mountains. I mean, a lot of people do it. I'm not saying they don't do it. But if you're going to go on some of those trails, it gets a little strenuous. Yeah.
Boy, you sure present it differently than she does.
Why?
Because you make it sound like, yeah, you got to have one. The mountains and, you know, the inclines, the drop-offs. And, you know, it's crazy out there. She makes it sound like.
That you gave up.
Like I'm disabled or something, you know? She doesn't really word it the way you word it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, listen, there's still...
So listening to you, I'm starting to turn the corner.
Has she ever been on one? Because she doesn't maybe understand. Because it's not like a little mini bike.
No.
You have to keep up with the same... I mean, you have to...
It's assisted pedaling.
Yeah, so, it's assisted. And I'll tell you something. Oh, my God. In California...
I got a pedal?
Yeah.
Well, then why am I getting electric if you've got a pedal?
All right, so there's two kinds. There's assisted, and then there's full electric, right? We use... My kid and I, we rented the assisted, and it's hard.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because we were on campus, and we were going up and down the campus.
Yeah.
And even my kid was like, damn!
Yeah, okay.
But that's assisted. Yeah. So, if you want to go full electric, it gets a little easier because you could just switch it over to full.
Yeah, not doing it.
Yeah,
well, it makes more sense now. I mean, it's more like assisted living versus nursing home.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it is.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. So I didn't know you had to pedal, though.
Yeah.
Does that
on the
generate?
Assisted bike?
On the assisted.
Yes. Bike.
You have got. You won't go if you don't pedal.
Oh, you don't.
Nope.
Well, that's not fair.
You just don't have to work harder. Like you don't have to work that hard at it.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it unless you ride one.
Yeah.
But it is still hard. And for, you know, at the time, an 18-year-old kid going, because he's like, you know, Mom, we'll want to take the assisted bikes up that hill. It's really, it's a killer. And then he's like, well, I thought I'd give you a little more juice than this. And I was like, you thought? What about me? You're in great shape.
There's a guy that zooms by the house all the time. I don't think he's got the assisted. I think he's got the full-on motorcycle type bike.
Well, it's not a motorcycle. So the full electric ones, you also need to pedal. But it's not like the assisted ones. They'll go pretty much, you know, without you.
Yeah. You can just kind of...
Go. It has like different speeds, but they're a little dangerous because, I mean, all of a sudden you won't realize that you were...
You can go fast on those.
Are the bikes downtown electric?
I don't know if they're assisted
they
or...
Have they have some.
They have some?
Yeah. They vary down there?
Yeah,
have you ever tried one?
Lime has the green ones, right? And they're fast, too. They'll do like 45.
So those are full-blown electric?
Full-blown, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. They're more expensive, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but
we may be in the market.
Just be careful if you see a really good deal. Maybe the battery's not in the... Like the best kind of battery.
That's a good point.
Right, now let's go back to the accidents, okay?
Okay.
What are we talking about here? Broken necks or, I mean...
Ankles,
remember
wrists.
Simon Cowell crashed one and he got really messed up.
Head injuries, wear a helmet.
That's what happened to Simon?
Yeah.
Bicycle wreck?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
well,
my.
And bad plastic surgery.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they're so dangerous.
Yeah, so broken wrists, broken legs.
Yeah, I'm not very good on a bicycle, folks.
Compound
I know that's
fractures.
Shocking, but yeah.
Broken shoulder.
Yeah. The last time
kind of like
on,
the scooters. Really.
Broken jaw.
The last time I went on a bicycle ride, I ended up in somebody's yard laying down.
Yeah.
So. Out of street corner.
But I mean, if you guys want to bike together, because maybe that'd be good, because your kid is learning now.
Well, he learned how to ride.
Yeah.
He's doing much better. And she now is riding with him. So the three of us could go on a bike ride.
Well, so. Or she could get one of those trolleys and pull you and you could just curl up in it.
Hey guys!
And they laugh and they laugh and they laugh.
Anyone want a snack? I got snacks back here.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. There you go. Another Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. Right there. Bad Romance. All right. I got a question for you, Jamie.
All right.
When it came to Ralphie, and I know there's no definite answer on this, okay? I know that for a fact, okay?
Right. Okay?
But I'm just getting what you did. And then on Textnado at 303-22 Alice, maybe you've got a little bit of input. At what age did you give Ralphie his first cell phone?
Well, see, we don't count because we had a problem. So he was six.
Okay. Why don't you count?
Because we had a custody issue and we...
Gotcha.
I had a restraining order against me. So that was the only way he could talk to his dad.
All right. Like I said in the beginning, there is no clear, direct answer here, right? It's all about opinion. It's all about when a kid's ready, what your situation is, like yours with Ralphie.
Right.
So that doesn't count. You obviously needed it.
Yeah,
so
yes.
No big deal. But we're just thinking. I was just thinking with Frog, you know, he just called us on his tablet, right?
Yeah.
And at what point does he get to take a phone with him? Just to call. No, I'm not talking about internet. I'm not talking about getting, you know, online and having all the apps and
social. Well, he can
social.
Ask an adult to use the phone if he needs to call you guys.
He could. Yeah. Yes, yes.
But at what age?
I just
young.
Wonder. Yeah, seven's too
yeah.
young.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking, God, I don't have an answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
9, 10, 11?
Carson did that thing that I did about McDonald's. My daughter's never having a cell phone until she's 16.
Yeah.
Bull crap.
I know, right?
Well, it might be.
My kid was never going to have a Happy Meal
realistically
ever.
Now, though, like in the environment that we have, the culture that we have now, we want to get her a phone, but just like a flip phone, like just for texting, nothing and calls.
Right.
No, like. As far as like TikTok or Instagram, nothing like that.
But the problem is they don't really offer that. Yeah.
They have phones that you can just text on, right?
Just
plain bare bones.
Are you sure?
Okay. Bare bone phones.
They do. They
yeah,
do.
That's
okay.
the way
they make
we're
it
gonna
now,
go.
Just for little kids. Yeah.
Oh, they do. Okay, yeah. That's a good idea.
Because I've looked at that, and that's what we would do with Frog at some point. But I will tell you this: parents that have a kid for the first time, you lay down all these rules. That you'll never do. All
right. Yeah.
When you're four kids deep like me, all those rules are gone. They're all gone. You've broken everything. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
you have good intentions. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not slamming you in any way. I'm just saying you have good intentions as a parent, but at some point you just drop the rules.
Well, yeah. Especially like when they become gamers, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And
what
then,
videos
yeah,
they watch.
And the tablets.
It's like, I'm going to keep my eye on this one. They can't be saying the S word or blah, 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 blah. After a while, it's the S word flying everywhere.
Although I will tell you, my son is still mad at me to this day that he never learned how to play. What's the one with the hookers and the, you can
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I never let him play that ever.
And he's still mad.
He's still mad about it. He's like, do you know that's what they play like in the dorm and stuff? And I have no clue how to do it.
Oh. Oh, it followed him all the way to college.
It did. I ruined his life because they're like really good at it and stuff. Yes, he's like, I don't know.
All right, well, look at all these texts, though. I mean, some people had the exact same situation you had, Jamie, where they had parents that were split, and so therefore got their first phone in the third grade to keep up with both. That makes a lot of sense to me. There are certain schools that they allow you to bring in a phone that only calls mom and dad. They do make those. That's available. You don't have to be on the internet or social media.
But then the other thing, like, I think if they walk to school to the bus stop, you know, you want that. And
yeah.
I mean, we never had them for emergencies. Our parents didn't even know where the hell we were, you know?
Yeah.
And then they'd just call you. You'd hear your name very faintly. Jamie! And you go, oh yeah, I guess I should go home.
Yeah.
It's dark. But and we all lived. But now we need them for emergencies. I don't know why, really.
I don't either. But it's such a necessity.
You have to.
Now.
Yeah. We've, but I would have anxiety if he didn't have a phone.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree 110%, but we never had a phone. Where the hell's the kids at? Nobody knows, right? They could be down there fishing, or they could be over here. They could be at Joey's house. Nobody knows where you are at that point. But for now, I mean, in this day and age, everybody has to have one, or we feel like they do.
How many hours do you think your kid spends on his tablet a day during summer vacation?
When I'm around?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe 3 minutes a day.
Why are you winking? Stop doing
Because they're
Nobody
in the car.
Nobody knows that what you're doing.
All right, 4 hours a day, maybe.
You think 4 hours?
I don't know. I have no idea. It varies from day to day, but I'd say on the average.
Because I think you can look
two or three hours.
At least on your phone, you can see how many hours.
Yeah, you can see at what.
On a tablet, too?
Yeah, I refuse to. And I'm not going to let anybody else see it either. I refuse. Too many.
Yeah,
all right, let me just say that. Too many. It becomes such a babysitter.
Yeah.
It does. I'm sorry. I mean, and that's another promise that you make as a parent, too, that you'll say, hey, I'm not going to allow that. No more than 15, 20 minutes a day. That's it. Out the window.
We didn't have a tablet. We didn't have one. And I'm looking back now like, man, my life would have been so much easier.
Yes.
Because when they're not distracted by a tablet, you're the one playing with them.
Well, and
so
that's,
it's just
yeah,
all
and I have
day,
an only child. I have an only child, yeah. So do you. And so I made that like rule. I'm not getting a tablet because I saw the kids that got addicted to it, so I did not do it. Oh, looking back, that would have been easier. Yeah.
What a dumb rule, huh?
I know.
I love it.
I do.
BJ and Jamie.
It's funny that that's a, I guess, a study now. A report coming out?
It's a big thing. It's in the Wall Street Journal today. There's a study that says, why have we made wearing AirPods okay? Like, why as a society have we not said, like, that's really rude, like, but everybody's just wearing them?
But here's what I'm saying. You and I detected this months ago. We brought this up on the air. Like,
well, if
like
you're a parent, if you're a parent and you have a teenager, you already are like, really?
Yeah. Well, I was at the grocery store, if you remember. Yeah. I went through the line and the person checking me out had on AirPods. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Can he even hear what I'm saying when I talk to him?
So the article was about how we've, as a society, allowed them to be okay. And a doctor was talking about how many patients come in with them, and he's asking them questions, and he doesn't know if they're listening to music or listening to him.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't tell. When I first saw it, too, or first started recognizing, seeing it more, I felt like it was really rude.
Right.
I'm like, oh, who do you think you are that you can have those earbuds in? And here I'm trying to communicate with you. But now I've come to change my mind on it.
Because
I've noticed that you can really, especially with AirPods, you can actually hear other people talking. They actually silence themselves when somebody else is talking. They have the technology. And some of them even have hearing aids attached to them.
Right. And some of them are good if you have, it says like if you're suffering from autism or not suffering, if you have autism, that it's good for even adults with autism because it just keeps them calm because they can hear a little bit of music in the background too.
I do feel like going to a doctor, I do feel like that would be disrespectful
I know.
To the doctor. Unless you have, like BJ saying, a hearing problem.
Yeah.
And it enhances the hearing. But
you don't
have
know.
But to have them in when you're one-on-one with your doctor.
Okay, so here's why people don't take them out. They asked all these people why they don't take them out. Laundry. Because more ear pods are washed and dried than ever before.
Oh.
Because when you take them out, you put them in your pocket, and then you forget about them or whatever, and then you end up washing them, and they're $250. So people keep them in for convenience so they don't misplace them because laundry's the number one place they go. One guy found his ear pod, or somebody found it in their food delivery. They found it fell off in their food delivery.
Yeah.
And so, or you know how my kid, he left his, so he was skiing and he left him on the picnic table.
Yeah.
And now they're in Ohio. Somebody was skiing in Vail and now they're in Ohio.
I'm very careful with mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because again, they're expensive.
They're very expensive.
But I'll tell you right now, if you've never ever tried the AirPods, they are fantastic. They're the best on the market, bar none. It's unbelievable how good they are. But man, I'd panic if I lost one.
Yeah, I know.
I would, because they're $200.
Oh, we have so many single ones. You know. We do. We have a single
one. I usually use only one, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I only stick one in. They bug me for some reason.
And now they're saying if an employer says you can't wear them because they're rude, kids are now, or even adults, are growing out their hair so their employees can't see them wearing them.
Oh, those damn kids.
But it said for the most part, we've all let it go. Like, you know, King Super, Walmart, they'll all let people wear them.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. You know, it used to, like you said.
Yeah, it used to. When they first started.
Yeah.
Yeah. It started to bug me in the first starting because I kept bitching about it one day, right? Mm-hmm. But now I'm getting used to it because it's everywhere. It's everywhere you go.
The only thing that I still don't like is when people check their watch texts while I'm talking to them.
Oh, well. And I'm even, so I feel bad about that too, because I'll do that every once in a while and I catch myself and I'm like, I swear I'm not being disrespectful. I just got a text on my watch.
It just.
But it makes me like, are you done yet?
Oh
like,
my
I got to get out
I
of here.
I told you, Tony, my he was my CPA, but he doesn't do that anymore. Anyway, he was doing that. I was like, am I bothering you? And he's like, what? Yeah. I go, you keep checking the time.
It does look rude.
Like, hey, I got a meeting. I didn't get the hell.
That appears more rude than the headphones do now.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
It does.
I know. And then you guys tap it and you're reading it while I'm talking to you. I know. Like, come on.
I'm trying to stop doing that.
Because I'm not picking up my phone and reading my text while I'm talking to you, but you guys feel like you get like a pass with your stupid ass phone. Because
it's just right here on our wrist, you know?
Yeah, but my phone is just right here.
I know.
But for some reason, people feel like they get a pass. Because I don't look at my text while I'm talking to you.
For me, though, it's more of an involuntary muscle reflex.
Probably.
You know, because my wrist vibrates.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
So and then I'll look at it. So I don't do it intentionally, but I can't stop doing it because of that.
But you do understand for those of us that don't have it, you guys feel like you get a hall pass.
Well, and they get it.
And so then I...
So we can do it together. So we can do it together. Okay, no, get it. I'm going to get you one.
I'm just going to start looking at my text when you guys look at your watch. So there.
It does. I don't mean to do it, like Carson said, but when your wrist vibrates, it's like, what the hell is that? What the hell?
I know. You know? But it does, especially if we're all talking on the show, it makes me, like, you're like doing this, like, Jamie, wrap up your freaking tabloid trash.
Like, we got to go, okay?
Wait a minute. That is why we do it.
Okay.
No. Here in the studio. No. You've got it confused now. No, that's how we... No.
So funny. Oh, he's so funny.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, lots to get to. First of all, Fresh Realm has issued a recall on their chicken fettuccine Alfredo. It was available at like the King Supers and the Kroger and the Walmart. There are those ready-to-eat meals under Home Chef and Market Side, I guess. So just be aware of that. If you have, it's only the chicken fettuccine Alfredo, some of the heat and eats and all the ready-to-eats or whatever. I guess three people have already died.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's kind of, from Listeria.
What's in it? Listeria?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep, so.
You would think being frozen, it would stop that.
Those are heat and eats. They're not frozen.
Oh, they're heat and eats. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought they were frozen beans.
No. They're the ones in the Home Chef, area where you just grab them in the middle of King Super. They're those ones that you just heat up in the microwave.
Gotcha.
All right, anyway, let's hear. I'm excited about today. I'm not really, because this actually... I like this show. I like this series, but I it's not one of those where I binge and watch the whole thing because it gets a little too cheery, if you will. The Dallas Cheerleaders, the next season is out today. I think it's called America's Sweethearts, and it's out today. It's on Netflix. I watched season one, but like I said, it took a while because it gets really cheery.
Mm-hmm.
And man, those poor girls are just treated so crappy. I mean, here's these football stars making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and these girls work just as hard as these football players, and it's only one team, so they don't get replaced. You know, like football players get to, if they're tired. And I know they don't do the whole game or whatever, but they're cheering the whole game, and they have to jump up in the air. So their big deal is that Thunderstruck song, and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, they jump up in the air and land in the splits.
I got to tell you right now, this is mine and Grandpa Gus's favorite show. We love the Dallas Cowboys.
You don't even know how to log in on your Netflix.
Yes, he figures it out for me. But we sit there together and watch this show. It is unbelievable.
It's season two. Again, these girls, I feel like they're treated so horribly. I don't know why they do it. They don't make hardly any money.
They make nothing.
At least they're going to make money off Netflix. But
don't they make like a couple hundred bucks a game or something like that?
What's horrible about it is, well, at least in season one, they end up with injuries, like horrible injuries, because they're jumping up in the air and doing the splits. And then they have no health insurance. But I guess the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders just got a 400% raise because people were flipping out about this.
Based on last season. Wild considering all the training that they do all the time that's devoted to just getting ready for a single game.
Exactly.
Oh. And they get paid what they get paid.
You're watching too, aren't you?
I dabbled in the first season.
Just like Grandpa Gus and you.
Yeah, that's what that means. All dudes are locked into this.
All right, here is the season two trailer.
Part of each other's lives forever now.
You know what we get to do? Thunder at each other's weddings.
You're like, when we make this team, we're gonna make it together because we're such good friends. But then it doesn't always end up like that.
We are really excited that there's a lot of new girls. Every year, the talent just gets better and better and better.
There's nothing like the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
What's crazy is they're all vying for a position, right? The veterans and then the new girls, they all want to be on this team, and there's only a certain amount. And what's really, really nuts is these girls are gorgeous and perfect, and they still tell them they're not skinny enough, their boobs aren't pushed up enough, they need to lose a little weight, and then they take them into a salon, and they're like, you need to cut your hair, you need to do this, you need to wear your makeup different. I'm like, oh my God.
A lot of pressure.
They basically tell them they're nothing and they're ugly.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch, but it is kind of fascinating, I have to say. All right, so anyway, so that came out today. The other big news is Anne Burrell. She is dead at the age of 55, Food Network star. Anne Burrell. She has the big blonde, white, spiky hair. You've seen her all over Food Network. And people love her. I mean, just loved her. She was on the show Worst Cooks in America, and she was super funny. She hosted that. She also had Secrets of Restaurant Chef, and she appeared on many other shows. She wrote two books, Cook Like a Rock Star and Own Your Kitchen, Recipes to Inspire and Empower You. Again, super popular and found unresponsive in her home. She's married. She has her husband and her, I think they have a son of their own, and he has another child that she is stepmom to. And so everybody's shocked by this.
55 years old?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
there's got to be some explanation here. Nobody knows anything yet.
So crazy. And Kelly Stafford, you guys know her because she is the wife of, I think, the quarterback from
Matthew.
Yep. And she's always controversial. Always. She's always saying stuff. Didn't she steal him from a friend? Like, he was dating somebody. Yeah. Something
she did
weird.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, something happened on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's sneaky.
She is sneaky. But she's beautiful. And she's pretty funny. But anyway, she has a podcast, and now she's getting all kinds of heat about this one. Here it is, number one.
Sometimes I feel like gummies make me a better parent.
Yes.
They calm you down. It's like the glass of wine.
I called it, you and I talked about this, the glass of patience. By the time you get to bed and bath, it makes you a better parent.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Because I feel a little guilty saying it. And it's not like I do it every night, but sometimes I'm like, it has been a long day. I don't want to rip my hair out or their hair out. So I am going to just top it off with a little gummy.
Yeah, people are like, dude, you know, you need to be aware of what's going on with your kid. You don't need to be high as a kite.
Yeah.
But she's just microdosing. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine.
I don't know.
It does make socks more interesting to fold.
Yeah.
I know my friends say that socks, you know, when they're all just like looking at you, and you're like, whoa, that sock matches that one. Okay. So I guess that part makes it.
My friend's over there.
Yeah.
That's my partner right there.
The socks talk to you and stuff. So that part. She's getting a lot of feedback by this. And then the other weird story is Liquid Death. You know that Liquid Death, which is the water, the can of water. By the way, first time I saw my son holding that, I thought it was a beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it does look like a Guinness.
Oh, my God.
Like the original one does look like a Guinness.
I flipped out on him, and he's like, it's water. Anyway, Liquid Death has teamed up with Ozzy Osbourne to release limited edition iced tea cans sealed with the rocker's own DNA, his saliva.
Oh.
Yep.
Ozzy?
Yep. They've sealed cans with his saliva in lab grade containers, autographed, ready for purchase, and he says, clone me.
Karen! Karen! Taste this! Karen!
I'm just saying, I don't know if I want to clone. I don't know if I want to clone.
Yeah, I don't either.
Ozzy.
Anyway, each can is $450. And so you can carry a piece of the Prince of Darkness. And again, they're all autographed. It's $450 for a can.
It's a good matchup, though, because it's Liquid Death and he's Walking Dead.
Well, yeah.
So it's a great matchup.
It's perfect. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet check.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. A app for your phone. An app for your phone, I guess you should say. 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, we put the podcast up. Go listen to it. All right, first of all, Savannah Bananas. They are sold out. They announced
out.
It yesterday. Yep. The Savannah Bananas baseball is sold out at Coors Field. 44,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's
a
like
lot.
September 9th and 10th.
August 9th and 10th.
August. Yeah.
I can't remember.
So they're coming to town, sold out. I'm sure tickets are going to be on sale online, third party. You know how that works.
Definitely going.
But you're going to pay. You're going to pay.
That's okay. You know what, though? Everybody's so excited about this because it's something we've never seen. So that's why people, I think, that bought the tickets. It's going to even be hard to buy resale tickets because it's so new and, like, crazy.
Like,
you know?
Everyone online on TikTok are freaking out about getting these tickets.
Exactly. It is really exciting. So if you haven't seen it before, these guys, they're goofballs, but they're pretty good baseball players. And they tried to make it in the minors or whatever. And then now they're playing baseball. But they sing during it and it's just goofy.
What
just
is the show that they have? Didn't you say there's something on Netflix or something that's out there about the Savannah Bananas, the story of the founder or something like that?
Well, no, he just did a TikTok or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I thought there was like a docu or something out there. I have no idea. Yeah. I suggest if there is, go watch it before you go see him play.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
And it explains everything. Oh, Spadil's got his hand.
There's a show called Banana Land. It's from ESPN. And it documents the whole thing, the origins of their thing and everything.
Banana Land. Yeah. What a great name.
All right. Let's talk about OCD.
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 No,
your friend.
I would do that one later. That
your friend.
No. What I want to talk about is trying to get you in better health, and you are just not listening.
Let's go with OCD. Why am I not listening?
Because as soon as I told you about setting up straight, what do? You go to your chair and you hunch over. Just as soon as I tell you.
I don't feel hunched.
Am I hunched right now?
You haven't tried once.
Yeah, you haven't.
What do you mean?
You haven't given it a shot to sit up straight.
I did try once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did try
one second, and then you go, I can't even find my butt to the chair.
Well, it hurts. It hurts. That whole posture thing is really tough to do.
Right. So here's this thing. So this new study, I'm very gung-ho. You know how I get on my health kicks, right?
Yeah.
That's today. Today is one of those days because it's Wednesday. Yep. It's Healthy Wednesday.
Hump day. That's why I'm humped over.
So this new study, because I love these studies, came out and said we are all literally going to be humpbacks because of how we look at our phones. And how we're all. And when you look it down at your phone, you also lose your posture like this. And you're like, you look like BJ, like that.
Listen, all right, let me tell you something about these studies.
Okay.
Remember that study that came out about the phones, holding them in your hands, and how you were going to have this big knot on the back of your neck?
Yeah.
That never happened.
We don't know yet. We still have time.
No, that's been years, Jamie. That's been 5 or 6 years. We would have already seen it. And one of these studies said exactly that. You're leaning over, you're doing this, and this bone's going to pop out the back of your neck. Nobody's got the bone in the neck.
It says because everybody's hunched over and that you can stop yourself from being a hunchback later on in life if you make your posture straight. So what it said is this: you go to a wall, the wall is your friend. That's what it said in the study.
Wall to wall.
Just like wall yoga.
Yeah. Wall yoga, wall to wall. It's all coming together. And you put your head against the wall, your two shoulder blades, your butt, and if you can, your the back of your ankles, but if you can't, an inch apart is fine. And then that is your perfect posture.
Yeah.
Straight up like that. And then it says, listen to everything it does. You ready? Just standing straight. You don't even have to pay for anything.
What do you mean? This is the result you're going to get?
Yes, when you sit up straight and stand up straight.
So this is going to talk me into it.
Yes.
All right, gotcha.
It is proven to help your circulation throughout your body.
I could use that.
Your respiration, because you close your cage, your rib cage.
Yeah. Lungs. I am sucking for air right now.
See? See? And then it helps your digestive system because it doesn't squish that, right?
Okay.
And it also helps your bladder. It helps your cognitive abilities. We know you could use that.
Uh-oh.
And it enhances your mood and makes your core stronger.
No kidding.
Like, people that sit up straight are happier people.
They are?
No, yep, yep. Look at how happy I am. But it's a simple thing.
Goofy.
No, it's not goofy.
It kind of is.
No, you do feel better.
You do feel better. You really
There's
do.
Something to
try it. Give it a try.
Trying it right now.
Okay. You don't feel like you're...
I don't feel any
Well,
better.
You're arching your back.
What? You said lay it back.
No, I said stand straight up like this. Okay. How do you feel? Happy?
Nah. Okay, I guess.
Spadell, you felt it, right?
You feel it in your core. And yeah. I felt like I was like walking around like one of those dudes who thinks his lats are too big, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the way you walk speaks miles about who you are. So if
really?
You walk like with your shoulders down and stuff,
yeah.
it just
yeah,
says.
You're not confident.
You know what it says? It says, ew.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You look at me when I'm walking and you say, ooh.
Well, you're more of a shuffler. So it just makes me chuckle.
I have a t-shirt that says, shuffling is sexy. Yeah. Shuffle
I have
is
a
sexy.
Shirt that has arrows that says, I'm with the shuffler.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We're talking meat here in the studio, by the way. Who are the McBees?
The who?
McBees.
The McBees? Oh, they're that show that you wouldn't care about.
I wouldn't?
Probably
Why?
Not. Well, because it's like it's reality shows and you don't tend to love reality.
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
So it's the McBees. They are a family. They own the McBee Farm. It's the cattle company. And they have three kids, a dad who's a whore, and he's just bounced around. He's like probably 50 something and he just bounced around to everybody.
Wow. You got my attention.
And his kids are like in their 20s or whatever. And they live in Kansas, right outside of Kansas City, I think. And they have this big farm. And so they're really, really rich.
So he's sleeping with farm wives?
Well, he gets
farm
around.
Farm girls?
Well,
he gets around.
He brought one from Russia.
He did?
Yeah.
To the
yeah.
farm?
Yeah, he did.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I'm more intrigued now.
So,
might
but he's
this.
In trouble though for crop insurance fraud.
Yeah. Oh, fraud!
Crop insurance
crop
fraud.
Insurance.
Oh, so he bought crop insurance and then he somehow sabotaged it, now he's trying to make a claim on it, right?
Well, yeah. So, he killed the crops
yeah.
and said that it was like beetle kill or whatever, right?
Yeah. And now so the insurance company he wants them to pay.
Right. Because they paid him out millions and millions of dollars. And then now he's facing 30 years in prison.
Oh,
I like this show. I mean, con man sleeps
right?
around. You got to love
you
this.
You got to have all
I got to watch
it.
The McBees.
Yeah, and then all the kids fight because they all want a taste of their dad's money. And then they also own a car wash. They own a protein bar or something, I think.
The McBees. Wow. What are they on? Peacock?
Well, the first season was on Peacock, but you can also watch it on Bravo.
No
the
kidding.
Second season will roll out on Bravo.
Wow.
And the first season is on Bravo.
Speaking of farms, the reason I said we're talking meat here, I'm trying to get some of these yahoos here in the studio to go in with me for a cow.
Yeah.
I say we buy a cow. Hey, Spadell, you want to get half a cow?
I could be talked into that.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, man, all I need is a couple more cow friends.
Well,
yeah,
here's
and
the,
we're in.
I have a freezer that I bought from Amazon and was delivered. But I've never unpacked it from the cardboard or the thing, and I've never plugged it in.
I'll totally take it off your hands because we need a freezer for the garage.
Okay. All right. But
yeah,
I'm going to need a little money.
How much was it?
It was like $360, something like that, $400.
How big is it? It's not terrible.
It's like this and this.
Is it a chest freezer?
No, it's a tall one.
See, that's actually better.
Because I like that better.
It
doesn't
take up less room.
Yeah, that's why I got it. Because it takes up less room.
Yeah, it goes up instead of wide.
It's vertical.
Yeah, I've got the chest.
Yeah, because that takes up too much room.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, well, I like it. I'm just saying the
vertical is...
I got you. I got you.
Anyway,
I want to go in on a cow, though.
Yeah, so I'm not your girl. Yeah,
really?
I need to...
Maybe I'll get a cow friend here on Texnado.
What's a cow friend?
A friend to split a cow with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with a cow?
We're going to eat it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna eat that sucker. But see, nobody goes in and buys a full cow by themselves. I don't even know what it costs.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for maybe getting four people involved. It appears Carson's already got a cow friend, so he doesn't want to participate.
Nick is, he's my guy.
Really?
Yeah,
he's buddy, now he's my turned guy. Into Schmidilla. Yeah. I already like have a friend that does that.
Yeah. It's his way of getting out of just participating with me.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Being your buddy.
Yeah. Yep. Plus, I've seen the cow that he buys.
You didn't ask Schmidilla.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
I just did.
Oh, what did he say?
He said, yeah.
Oh.
He could be talked into it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it, though. I don't know. I don't think I could afford
They're
this.
They're expensive.
How much are a cow?
Well, it says a quarter cow typically costs between $850 and $1,600.
Yeah.
What? A quarter cow?
Yeah, a quarter cow. If you want a full cow, it says $5,000.
Come on, man. You
$5,000 for a...
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, expensive. I mean, you'll end up... I think you end up saving money, but it's just the upfront cost. I can't do that.
No. Quarter cow, go take a loan out, okay?
Go take a loan out.
go take a loan. Get your uncle to sign for you.
Why
you
would
know?
You want all those parts in your freezer?
They eat them.
I know, but just go. Like,
it's barbecue season.
I know, but just go get what you want and cook it instead of. They're gonna
it's
get,
more expensive.
They're going to get freezer burn.
No.
But I
like the whole idea.
They're not fresh.
I like the whole idea because you know exactly where the cow came from. And you know the processing of the cow was done on a farm somewhere. And it's very, very fresh.
It's going to be frozen. It's going to take you years to get through that cow.
No, it won't. No,
you
it might
like
you.
You're a 7-year-old now.
No, it won't. It won't take years, Jamie. You can go through a quarter cow and
I thought you were saying
months.
A whole one. Huh? That's what you said.
No.
Okay.
No, I need four people to go in on a full cow.
All right,
okay?
Well, Schmidilla, we need two more cow friends.
I need two more cow friends. Text NATO is 303-22-ALICE if you want to be a cow friend of the BJ and Jamie Morgan.
Don't even text because he's not doing any of this.
Oh, hang on
it's all
It's just like the
crap.
Motorcycle. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. And now his new obsession today is, and the reason why we didn't know we were off the air, is he wants a Mustang. That's today's obsession.
Again, 303-22-ALICE, if you would like to be a cow friend.
Yeah.
See, that helps there.
It does. I interrupted you. You said that you've seen Carson's cows. What does that mean?
I bought some of that meat in the parking lot once. That's him and his buddy's cow right there. Right.
Chewy.
Oh, man. I told you, it's great meat because you lose weight. Because you have to chew so damn much.
Oh, God. All right.
Him and his buddy, Nick. Was it Nick? Is that your cow friend?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Billy or something. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we got to go. Day's done. Day is done.
Man, it's already Wednesday.
Woo! Yeah, it is,
That's
man.
Insane.
Week's flying by.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It is indeed.
All right, you guys have a great day today. It's going to be around 85 degrees today.
But no rain.
No rain.
You're
rain. You're
going to go to the pool and have a good time. Yep. There's not going to be any thunder or lightning or anything like that. Yeah.
Tomorrow, 100.
Yep.
It's Friday, 100.
Good day for Waterworld, Elitch's, all those places.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, though. All right, you guys have a great day. Enjoy. We will see you back here for a Thursday show tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.